Past comments haunt Russell Honoré, Pelosi's pick to lead Capitol Security Review. By Kyle Morris on February 18, 2021. Russell Honoré, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA, selection to lead the review of Capitol Security after the events of January 6, is facing scrutiny after past tweets reveal partisan behavior, particularly directed towards Senator Josh Hawley, ARMO. Honoré, a retired Army Lieutenant General who has recently been critical of Republicans, called for Hawley to be disbarred earlier this year. "This little piece of S, with his at Yale law degree, should be run out of D.C. and disbarred ASAP," Honoré said in a January tweet, which appears to have been deleted. Honoré's comments received attention after they were aired on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight, where Hawley responded to Honoré's remarks. He said, "I mean, some of the statements that the general has made are just downright crazy. It's just unbelievable, and it shows that Nancy Pelosi isn't interested in getting any facts. She is interested in power and in amassing power and an excuse to keep holding power, including those thousands of troops who are still at the Capitol who are still there, treating it like an armed camp." Other members of Congress are also reacting to Pelosi's choice to lead the review of Capitol Security, including Senator Ron Johnson, RY, who insisted Honoré is an extreme partisan. "General Honoré is an extreme partisan and should be the last person to head up an investigation of what happened at the Capitol on Jan 6," Johnson wrote in a tweet on Wednesday. In addition to his tweet regarding Hawley, Honoré previously appeared on MSNBC and called for former Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf to be run out of Washington, adding that he has no business in charge of Homeland Security. Last summer, Honoré targeted federal agents who were attempting to control riots that were ongoing in Portland, Oregon, referring to them as an uncontrolled mob. Honoré claimed at the time, "They're wearing these uniforms as a function of intimidation, to look like warriors. Real soldiers just don't walk up to people and start beating on them. Real police don't do that. They are acting like an uncontrolled mob on the street with uniforms and badges that they don't show. Police don't do this. Watch this. What kind of B.T. is this?" Despite contempt for the selection from across the aisle, Pelosi's office has continued to support Honoré, lauding him as a committed public servant. Pelosi's spokesman Drew Hamill said in a statement to Fox News, "General Honoré is a committed public servant whose name is synonymous with integrity and professionalism. His efforts to review the U.S. Capitol's security infrastructure, interagency processes and procedures, and command and control have included seeking bipartisan input in order to achieve its mission. There is no room for partisanship in the Speaker's efforts to make the U.S. Capitol a safe place for staff, workers, press and members," Hamill added. Pelosi had previously offered praise for Honoré when she announced her selection, referring to him as a respected leader. She said on January 15, "The general is a respected leader with experience dealing with crises. House leadership has worked with General Honoré, seen up close and personal his excellent leadership at the time of Katrina. Particularly Mr. Clyburn was the head of our Katrina task force. So, he and I and others know full well how fortunate we are that the general has accepted, is willing to do this." Pelosi also insisted that there is strong interest in the Congress in a 9/11 type commission, an outside commission to conduct that after-action review, and said she is very grateful to General Honoré for taking on this responsibility. Earlier this week, Pelosi said that Honoré has been assessing our security needs by reviewing what happened on January 6 and how we must ensure that it does not happen again. "It is clear from his findings and from the impeachment trial that we must get to the truth of how this happened," Pelosi added, referring to the events of January 6. "As we prepare for the commission, it is also clear from General Honoré's interim reporting that we must put forth a supplemental appropriation to provide for the safety of members and the security of the Capitol." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.